The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me for this hour and another edition of Auto World. On today's broadcast, we're doing something special because it is a very special day. It's the 20th annual Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance in Amelia Island, which is just off Jacksonville, Florida. And all throughout the next hour, we're going to have all kinds of wonderful guests telling us about this great event. I was there yesterday recording some interviews, and I'm back in my humble home studio here today, but we've got our field producer, Don Jones, funneling us all kinds of wonderful guests, and we're going to kick things off here in grand style with one of my favorite guys in the automotive world. Matter of fact, his business card reads Certified Car Geek. He is, when it comes to automotive authors, this guy is at the top of the heap. He has written so many wonderful books, his latest being 50 Shades of Rust, Barn Finds You Wish You Discovered. It's my pleasure to welcome back to Auto World Tom Cotter. Tom, thanks so much for your time. How you doing?
Oh, Bob, you wish you were here today. It is just spectacular. The weather's perfect. The cars, I don't know how Bill managed to drag these cars out of the woodwork, but it's spectacular.
20 years. It's hard to believe what started out as a rather small gathering has blossomed into a world-famous event. I mean, now, yesterday there were people from Cuba. There were people from all four corners of the globe. They all have descended on this great event.
I tell people who frequent Pebble Beach that Pebble Beach attracts people who are car enthusiasts one day a year. They walk around, their noses up in the air, and they giggle. But here, people are real enthusiasts every day in their lives, and they're looking at cars, and they're laughing, and you're talking to the owner, you're talking to the designer, you're talking to the engineer. It's the one weekend a year where everybody is the same. It doesn't matter if you're a blue-collar worker or a billionaire. You're all cut from the same cloth.
Very well said, Tom, and so true. Let's talk about Bill Water himself, a gentleman who for many, many years and continues to be a photographer for Road and Track magazine, but like yourself has had a great passion for going out and going into junkyards and finding all kinds of wonderful treasures. And in addition to that, Bill has got motorsports running through his veins. So the Amelia Island Concours is the only Concours that I'm aware of that really embraces motorsports.
Mm, that's true. Bill and I have been friends for a long time, and we talk about, he's been in several of my books, Finding the King Cobra, Can-Am Car in a Junkyard in Greenville, South Carolina. That's in one of my books. And he's just done the foreword to a book that's going to come out in August called Barn Find Road Trip. And Bill Warner wrote the foreword to that. And I said, Bill, you really need to write a book. He said, yeah, I don't know. Well, as it looks like now, in 2 weeks we're leaving for Cuba, and we'll write a book about the Cuban car culture from the very early days to right now, including the Grand Prix that ran in the 50s and the Oldsmobile assembly plant that was there. They were the largest importer of American cars in the world. And so it looks like your two amigos are going to be down there with cigars and looking for cars.
Wow, that is breaking news here on the show, and what a great story. And you guys, of course, make a dynamic duo and share so much in common. As a matter of fact, Tom, for many years you were involved with the Amelia event. I know in recent times you're so busy with so many other projects, but you spent quite a few years with your sleeves rolled up right alongside Mr. Water in putting this together.
Yeah. He invited me down here. We had been friends because when I was at Charlotte Motor Speedway as a PR director, I put together a story about Bill Elliott driving all these different eras of Ford race cars, and Bill was the photographer and went road and track, and we became friends. And he invited me down. Tom, you got to check out my event. Just come down, be my guest. Well, that was the year that the skies opened up, and there was like 6 inches of rain on Sunday morning, and everything was drenched. Nobody wanted to bring their cars out of the trailers, and I thought Bill was going to, really have a heart attack or something. And I just came down to observe, and I said, Bill, I can pull this together. And I put the show on in the parking garage. pulled, Pierce Sauros and Jaguars and everything else, and then we arranged for judges to go into the trailers and judge cars, believe it or not, in the trailers, and it worked out.
Yeah.
And so after that, Bill said, I need you on my team. So I spent a number of years as co-chair here, but like you say, the distance for, I'm not going to move. I live in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's 6 hours hard drive. It just got harder and harder to attend board meetings and managers meetings and stuff.
Sure.
So I just, Bill, I got to lighten the load a little bit. So
yeah, makes sense. Let's talk about another thing that Bill does that nobody else does in the Concours world. Of course, he's got the traditional classes of vehicles out there on the field today, but every year Bill chooses a rather unique class, and this year it's devoted to cowboy cars.
You can't believe it. There's more rawhide and longhorns on the hoods of cars than I've ever seen in my life. There's one car here from the Roy Rogers and Dale Evans Museum in California, and Bill has a sly sense of humor, and it comes out in his car classes every year.
Yeah, and another thing that I know he's doing for 2014, which is kind of interesting, Ken Gross, of course, is an expert in the realm of hot rods and has written many great books and is a contributor to Rodder's Journal. And I noticed in the program he's got a story. And this year there's two classes with hot rods East and hot rods West. I thought that was an interesting choice as well.
Yeah, they're divided. It's interesting. The East Coast cars are on the east side of the pond, and the West Coast cars are on the west side of the pond. And there's a podium in the middle where one of each car is displayed, like facing each other, like they're in battle. But only Bill could be able to pull, Rick Nelson's Roadster that appeared on the TV show Ozzie and Harriet, or the McMillan Roadster, one of the most famous 32 Ford highboys in the world, with the moon gas tank and flames. And, he's able to pull these things out and get people to bring them across the United States. Nobody else could do that. And, because this event, Bill is the ultimate enthusiast. He's not a businessman.
Yeah.
He's not a marketer. He's the ultimate. And if it makes him happy, it'll make everybody else happy. It's such a wonderful treat to have this kind of talent in charge of a show, because nobody else in the country or the world could do this.
So true. Our very special guest is esteemed automotive journalist and author Tom Cotter, the man who has brought us so many wonderful books. It all started with The Cobra in the Barn and the Complete Barn Find series. And his latest book, which I have in my hand right now, is 50 Shades of Rust, published by Motor Books International. Available, of course, at all the usual places, Amazon.com. And you can find them in bookstores every now and then. I do see them out there. And these are all stories about barn finds that you wish you discovered. And we always enjoy any time Tom joins us. And he's joining us live from the 20th Amelia Island Concours at the Ritz-Carlton in Amelia Island. Another class that I thought was interesting for 2015 is one called Forgotten Fiberglass.
Oh, boy. There's a guy who lives in Tampa named Jeff Hacker. And Jeff has made it. He's a PhD. Industrial psychologist or something. So he's got credentials. But his passion since he's a kid is fiberglass sports cars. It's specials. And he owns the original special he bought when he was a kid. It's a Renault-powered something or other. But he probably has 200 other cars in addition.
Amazing.
Devins and Bo cars and you name it.
Wow. Tom, can you hang with us for one more segment?
Yep.
wonderful. Tom Cotter is going to continue with us from Amelia. Don't go away. This is Auto World.
The way is clear.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We've got something special for you today. We are broadcasting remotely here from the 20th Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance, and Actually, I was there yesterday live and in person. Today, Don Jones, one of our regular contributors and field producer for the show, has arranged for guests, and I'm back in my humble home studio. But next year, we're going to be there live with a full setup. It takes a lot to get a live broadcast in place, and we couldn't pull it off for this year, but we're shooting definitely for 2016. We have one of our favorite guys on the line with us, Tom Cotter, who for many years was co-chair of the Amelia Island Concord Delegates, along with Bill Warner, and we're talking about the 2015 event. And, of course, all of you folks know Tom Cotter. He's the guy that's authored more than 10 automotive books, including the popular In the Barn series. He has written for both the New York Times and Road and Track magazine, and he is, as his business card reads, a certified car geek. Let's talk a little bit about the honoree this year. 20 years ago, Bill honored Sir Stirling Moss, and for the 20th anniversary, he made the decision to bring Sir Stirling back for this big anniversary year. And so not only is Stirling in attendance, but a number of his very famous cars are as well.
I think there are 26 cars here that Stirling had driven over his career, D-type Jaguars, and just an amazing selection. But you know, up in the front, they have W136 Grand Prix car, Mercedes-Benz Grand Prix car, and they have it on display on a putting green with number 722, maybe the most famous race car in the world, where Stirling won the Mille Miglia in 1955. It's twin supercharged V12 Desmodromic valves, all magnesium suspension. You know, that car doesn't leave the Stuttgart Mercedes-Benz Museum for anything, and here it is. Wow.
Only Bill could pull that off. That is just amazing testimony to the amount of respect that Bill has. As a matter of fact, a great organization out of the United Kingdom last year, or a couple of years back, gave a wonderful honor to the Amelia Island Concours, naming it the automotive event of the year. And I know Bill is very, very proud of that honor.
It's a world-class event. Bill said, you know, he made the mistake of saying yes. He raised his hand at a meeting and said, yeah, I'll run your car show. And it was a car show, you know. We'll call it a Concours, whatever that means. And he said it was like the Little Rascals who put together a show in a barn, and it went on to Broadway. Well, in his little car show, what they call the Concours, now is probably, you know, I would say the second highest, the second most knowledgeable. No, that's not the right word. Give me a word, Bob.
Respected.
It's probably the second most prestigious car show in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, to Pebble Beach.
And Pebble Beach is wonderful, but the one thing that I really enjoy about Amelia is the fact that you don't have the logistical problems that you do at Pebble Beach, where such a small community is overrun by individuals, and there are a lot of events scattered all over town. But Bill's got everything centralized there at the Amelia Island complex, and it makes things a whole lot easier for the attendees. I know yesterday there was the R.M. Sotheby's auction, and of course a couple of other auctions down the street. Bonhams was there, as well as David Gooding, and I believe there was one additional auction as well. So this is really, as you said earlier, blown up into a car person's paradise weekend. I mean, you can spend, really, I know a number of people that came in on Wednesday because there's just so many things coming on and going on throughout the week.
Bill was initially disturbed by, I guess it was Gooding was the first event to happen on this island that was not controlled by Bill, and now there's four auctions on the island and a couple of car shows. I said, Bill, don't be upset by this. They're not raining on your parade. This is all, you know, as a result of your success. Your event is like a magnet now for, you know, numerous other events. And, you know, this will become the Monterey of the East with everything going on. Too bad there's not a racetrack nearby. But, it, you know, Bill's the guy that started this thing with a few cars 20 years ago. And now you could talk to a car enthusiast in Australia who would know about it.
So true. Let's take a look at some more of the unusual classes. Of course, you know, we've got the ones that you would expect, American Classics pre-1932, American Classics 32 to 34, and 35 to 41. He's got a class on BMW 327 and 328s. Now, most people, when you think of the BMW 328, people think of the modern-day 328, but lots of the younger listeners would be very surprised about the story of the original 328.
They were a roadster, probably, you know, that would be a little bit larger than maybe an MGTD. That would have been built 20 years or 15 or 20 years later, but a sports car, two-seater sports car, had a I think a Bristol aircraft style engine, twin overhead cam, four-cylinder, neat car, and you know, kind of unknown to all but the most serious enthusiasts, and they're on the right next to this wonderful Porsche display, 914 Porsches, that and Bill has dragged out of the woodwork, incredible 914 Porsches, six-cylinder, 914, 916s, which is a race car, and even the one of two out of the Museum of Stuttgart, a 914 eight-cylinder, fuel-injected eight-cylinder engine that the head of Porsche drove as his street car, and you know, and it was parked right next to a 914-6. So I was able to see the subtle differences in these two cars. It was a 908 racing engine as his street car. Wow,
amazing! What a cool ride, and that's a great story. The 914, 916s. I mean, the 914 was always kind of the back in the 70s considered kind of the Volkswagen, the orphan child of the Porsche brand. But throughout the years, you know, these vehicles were raced competitively, and nowadays the 914s are very well respected and highly collectible.
Hurley Haywood and Peter Gregg, you know, the kind of the first car they made their name with for endurance racers was in the number 59, 914-6 run out of Brumos Porsche in Jacksonville. And you know, those cars are here. It's like, wow, this is a pretty, and even today, 914s, even four-cylinder or six-cylinder, are still racing in vintage circles. In vintage races around the country and around the world. So here's a car that's never stopped racing. And it was a car that came onto the scene like, oh, what's this weird car?
Tom, I want you to get out there on the field and enjoy yourself. Thank you so much for your time here today. And can't wait to hear about your Cuban adventures upcoming.
Thank you, Bob. Have a great day.
Thank you. We'll take a pit stop and then more of our coverage of Amelia 2015.
I always end up driving by.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're bringing you coverage of the 20th annual Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance going on right now at the Ritz-Carlton at Amelia Island, which is a small island off Jacksonville, Florida. And there are cars all over the fairway. And I'm back in my humble home studio here. I spent yesterday afternoon there, and we recorded some interviews that you'll be hearing on later broadcast here of Auto World. But Don Jones, who's our go-to guy when it comes to old cars, he is the old car guy himself, is very graciously, as he did last year, up there with some very esteemed guests, and Don is funneling those guests to us here on the broadcast, and we're having lots of fun. Let's see. Why don't we throw out a trivia question just for the heck of it here? Just taking a look at all these different classes of vehicles. Yesterday, I happened to notice a number of these vehicles. This vehicle was... all right, we'll spin it this way instead. Most people consider this vehicle to be a British-built vehicle exclusively, but during a brief period back in the early 1900s, believe it or not, they built these luxury British vehicles in Springfield, Massachusetts, in addition to England. And I don't want to give away too much, but what was the luxury British vehicle that was made concurrently in the United Kingdom as well as in Springfield, Massachusetts for a brief period of time in the 1920s or so? Because right now at the Amelia Island Concours, they've got a couple of different classes of these particular vehicles on display. And we'd love to hear from you. Here's our telephone number. It's 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Or you can reach out via the email. That's very easy. It's Bob, B-O-B, at BobLongRadio.com. B-O-B at B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O.com. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to sit down with Henrik Fisker, who is a noted car designer, the gentleman who for many years was the design chief for Aston Martin. He's the guy that gave us the DB9 and the Aston Martin, a variety of different Aston Martins over the years. I'm trying to think of all the different ones that he touched, the Vanquish, the Volante. An incredible car designer. Of course, he went on to launch his own car company, Fisker, which used more of a green approach. It was a range extender vehicle, electric battery pack with a four-cylinder engine to supplement it. And they even used that vehicle on the television program, the CBS television program, Two and a Half Men, when Ashton Kutcher took over for Charlie Sheen, the vehicle that they had the billionaire Ashton driving in the early days of that show was the Fisker Karma. But the Fisker electric hybrid range extender vehicle has gone out of production, but it's great to have Henrik back in the business of designing new cars and designing beautiful adaptations of new cars. And that's what we talked to him about yesterday, a collaboration with the folks at GAS, which stands for Galpin Autosports in Southern California. Bo Bachman and his team, of course, the Bachmans own a number of large dealerships in Southern California. They're the number one Ford dealer in the entire world. Bo's dad, who was a Los Angeles policeman who started selling cars part-time, grew his business into a gigantic multi-franchise operation, what it is now. And Bo, his son, worked on the television show Pimp My Ride and has done a lot of outrageous kind of one-off vehicles for celebrities and other folks. But they made the decision to make the ultimate 2015 Mustang. It's called the Rocket. And Henrik Fisker was chosen to make the design changes to the all-new 2015 Mustang body, and he's done a wonderful job swapping out the body for carbon fiber and molding in all kinds of just beautiful design cues. It's got gigantic fender flares on the side. It also has a huge front grille opening, and it looks extremely cool. And I don't know the nuances of what they're doing engine-wise, but I have a feeling they've supercharged regular Mustang GT engine to get it to that 725 horsepower mark, which is quite significant. Right now, the holy grail of production vehicles outside of the multi-million dollar vehicles that are offered from Porsche with their 918 or Ferrari with their LaFerrari or the folks at McLaren with their P supercar. Those cars are close to $1 million. And, of course, the Bugatti Veyron putting out an obscene amount of horsepower, more than 1,200 horsepower. But those are in a different league. This Mustang Rocket is it's the epitome of a great designer's interpretation of an American classic. So you're going to be reading and seeing a lot about this new vehicle from Henrik Fisker and the Galpin Autosports. I hear it's going to start at $109,000, which is a lot of money. But then again, this is a boutique car. This is a hand-built Craftsman special. This is something that you wouldn't find for normally that type of price range. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. I am asking you guys to tell me about the British luxury vehicle that was made concurrently both in England, in the United Kingdom, and for a brief time in Springfield, Massachusetts. And I'll throw you out a little clue here. One of the most famous models, matter of fact, there's a class at Amelia Island as we speak, saluting these vehicles, is called the Silver Ghost. So the maker of the Silver Ghost not only made vehicles in the United Kingdom, in England, but also made them for a brief time in the decade of the 1920s in Springfield, Massachusetts. Now, this is an easy one for you guys now. 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Whoever comes up with the answer to the question, we have got, let's see what we've got here for you. We've got a number of cool prizes. Number one, we're going to hook you up with something very special from the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. Warren Tracy is the man who runs the garage and does just an absolutely wonderful job, and you'll get yourself a nice prize. So let's go to Mike, who joins us in Idaho, who perhaps has the answer to the question. Hey there, Mike, how you doing?
Just fine, Bob. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for joining us on KASI. Tell us about your thoughts about this Concours event. Sounds pretty cool, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah, no kidding. You were lucky to go there yesterday, it sounds like, huh?
Yeah, I got the opportunity to go there yesterday and check it out, but today's the big day, and there are probably 25,000 people or so in attendance, and one of those things that you got to put on your bucket list at least once in your lifetime, you must check out.
Okay.
When we come back, Mike, we'll get your answer to the question, and we'll talk to you a little bit more. We also got to check in with Don Jones, so everybody stay right where you are. This is Auto World.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops. It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497. Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're bringing you coverage of the 20th annual Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance. I'm back in my humble home studio. Don Jones, our ace field reporter, and of course the man from the oldcarguys.com is on scene. We'll be talking to him momentarily, and he's the guy that's executing and putting together all of these great guests for us. But we got a trivia question out there listening on KASI in Idaho. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the show Mike. Mike, I got a question out there about a British luxury vehicle that was made both in England as well as in Springfield, Massachusetts in the 1920s. Any idea?
Yeah, before you gave the Silver Cloud hint, I was going to go with Rolls Royce, even before he gave the clue, just from because I'm a chasing classic car fan, and I know Wayne Carini covered it on one of that episode.
Very good. Yeah, we'll have to get Wayne back on the show. He's a great personal friend and a friend of the broadcast here, so we'll definitely make a time to get him back on the broadcast, because he does such a wonderful job on that show.
How about an awesome show. And also, I was going to tell you, the station we're lucky enough to get you on here is KSBT 1400.
Oh, fantastic. I'm sorry I got my call letters messed up, but that's wonderful. And so grateful to all the folks at that station for carrying Auto World. I am so appreciative of all my affiliate stations. So, Mike, what's your favorite new car? What's your favorite classic car?
That new car, that new Ford GT, looks pretty crazy from what I've seen of that.
You're not kidding. That is one beautiful machine. Very, very expensive, but no question, it is going to be an instant collectible, and for those lucky enough to have $400,000, they're going to be in for a treat. How about in the classic realm?
That's a tough one. Maybe an AAR Cuda or a Trans Am Challenger.
Interesting.
interesting. Great choices. Bill Warner, the guy that puts on the Amelia and Concord, would totally love your choices there. Excellent. Well, hang on the line for Daniel. We'll get your all your information, including your name, address, and also give you the year, make, and model of your vehicle, because I'm going to hook you up with some Haynes, a Haynes manual for whatever vehicle that you would like.
All right, thank you. You have an awesome show. I'm a longtime listener. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Have a good day, Bob.
Thank you. Let's go to Don Jones, who joins us live from the Amelia Island Concord Elegance. And Don, it was great meeting you live and in person yesterday. You and I have been doing radio for a couple of years now, but it was our first time actually meeting live and in person.
That's true. I was wondering if there was such a person, or if I might.
Don, are you with us?
To the Max Headroom.
Maybe Don walked away.
Hello?
Yeah, okay. Now we got everything. We got all the buttons in order. So thank you so much for all the hard work that you did yesterday and for all the hard work that you're doing today. It's not easy to gather up folks in an event like this. And what are your impressions of Amelia Island 2015?
Well, there's something here for everybody. There's everything from hot rods to the most expensive custom and luxury cars that you can imagine. And what's really great about this event, or this year's event, is that Sterling Moss is here with 26 of his race cars.
Wow, that's incredible. And Sir Sterling was the original honoree at the inaugural Concours 20 years ago, and Bill thought it would be great to bring him back 20 years later. And I know he was the guest of honor last night at the big gala dinner. People were asking Don and myself, where is the gala dinner? And, of course, we weren't quite sure where it was, but I heard it was a wonderful event. And Sir Sterling is getting up there in age. How is he looking these days, Don?
Very, very weak. He was traveling in a motorized wheelchair with an entourage. And he was signing autographs and very gracious on letting people take pictures with him, but not much able to have a conversation or speak in depth about anything in particular when it came to his racing days or what we might call car stories and whatnot. But certainly he was being honored by the crowd, and certainly there was a certain air in his presence that you were in auto racing royalty. So it was really great from that standard. I think for us car guys to be in the presence of somebody of his caliber is just an honor.
Oh, no question. And certainly Bill Warner, the gentleman that puts on this event, as we've talked about in this hour of the broadcast, has such a love of motorsports, and there's a real motorsports pulse running through Amelia 2015.
Absolutely. And the people that are experts on things, the people that have bought their first studs at age 16 in 1947 and still have it, and suddenly it goes from a car that was worth a couple of $100 to a car that's worth a couple of $100,000, and these people still love the cars and still driving them.
As we talked to in the first half hour of the program, Tom Cotter, who has written this whole series of barn finds books, they've been huge hits. It started with a book called The Cobra in the Barn, a personal story of a cobra that Tom actually found in a nearby barn right close to his house in North Carolina. And then he went on to write a book called The Hemi in the Barn, wrote a book on motorcycle barn finds called The Vincent in the Barn, and did another one called The Corvette in the Barn, and his latest one is 50 Shades of Rust. But you and Tom have a lot in common in that you both love to check out junkyards and go treasure hunting.
Exactly. I was talking to Tom on Friday, and he told me that he spent several weeks on the road just in North Carolina and found over 1,600 barn finds, backyard finds, and old antiquated salvage yards. And I said, well, gee, you know, I come out to the Midwest and hang with me because so far I found 22,000, but I have been on a road for 3 years now. And I mentioned the website, and I offered that any pictures that we have in our archives, feel free to use them because we probably have, oh, 5,000 or 6,000 car pictures of trees growing through windshields and gas tanks and you know, critters living in back seats and all kinds of really just crazy things that you find out there in those yards.
When you look at the number of folks that are in attendance there at Amelia, last year I know there were about 20 to 25,000, and I was anticipating about the same for 2015. Have you heard anything so far today? Is it pretty crowded out there?
Well, I got here early. I got here about 7:30 in order to talk to folks and take some pictures. And when I went back out around 9:30, there looked like there might have been at least 10,000 people on the field, the field being the golf course, looking at these amazing cars, Rolls Royces, Stutzes, even down to not exactly rad rods, but some really interesting hot rods. So there's, like I said earlier, there's something here for everybody.
Yeah, it's interesting. I brought that up with Tom, that they actually put together two classes of hot rods, East Coast hot rods and West Coast hot rods. So that's an interesting, definitely an interesting class for 2015. Have you checked out the cars of the Cowboys, which is getting a lot of attention this year? Have you had the opportunity to do that?
Well, you talk about one of the busiest places. I was trying to take pictures of Roy Rogers, Bonneville, and you know, I got a lot of good shots at the back of other people's heads, but it's kind of a remarkable car, and actually his car and the Bonneville next to it, belonging to Hank Williams Jr., are extremely similar to one another. And by that I mean they're decorated with silver dollars on the inside, artificial guns for door handles, rifles embedded into instead of chrome, it's basically an old Winchester looking rifle that's in the back fender of the car. So it's definitely a cowboy car, and most of the other ones are the same way, you know, including old Buck Jones's car with car horns on the front, and anything that you can imagine.
Well, Don, thank you so much for your time in this hour of the broadcast. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next time around. Otherwise, we'll have more coverage of Amelia 2015 with Don Jones in hour number two. I'm Bob Long. Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.